You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we hear, I would venture to say, for many, one of the more memorable Gospels. This is a short reading, actually, from the 19th chapter of Matthew, and I believe that everyone knows it, and so even for those who didn't hear it, when we begin to discuss it, I think you're going to catch right on. So this gospel is a little bit about money. And this gospel is a little bit about setting our priorities. This gospel is not about camels. This gospel is not about sewing needles. Those things are mentioned, but the gospel is not about those. Now, the money part and the priority part, we can read that, and it's pretty obvious that we have to set our priorities right. You know, we have to not let money rule our lives, so on and so forth. Super simple. You don't need me for that. You probably don't really need me for any of this, but that's a different sermon altogether. Today, though, I think we should look a little bit deeper. Not just at that sort of very shallow part, but at the last words that the Lord says in the gospel. Because I'm going to submit to you that this is what the gospel is really about. The one that we're reading today is all about this. And the Lord says, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. These two phrases, this is how we need to live our lives. This is what we need to strive for. This is what we need to work for. This is what we need to struggle for, to understand, to live, to know that with men, most things are not possible from a spiritual point of view. But with God, all things are possible. This calls us, brothers and sisters, to live our faith, to see in the mirror our weakness, and to understand that if we are in charge here, if we are the ones who are making all decisions and running everything here, without God's help, it's not going to be too long until we have a train wreck. And we see that consistently. History is replete with these train wrecks of man forgetting about God. See, we get confused. We think that we're the creator and that God is the creation. See, that's backwards, right? That's way above our pay grade. We are the creature. God is the creator. And we have to struggle to remember that with man, most good things are not possible. But with God, all things are possible. Let's look at it another way. So often, sadly, we approach God like some kind of a pagan deity. When we need a little good luck, then we'll go light a candle. And that's, you know, the ancient teaching of the church. No, it's not. Of course. Nothing like that. We don't have magic. Luck is the residue of good preparation. That's a totally orthodox saying. Some of you have heard it before. There's no such thing as luck for Christians. But there's providence. What God gives us for our salvation. And this we get every day. And a lot of times, this gift, quote unquote, we don't want it. It doesn't fit in our schedule, it's going to slow us down, and it's way too inconvenient for us. So let's look at an example, because, of course, we would never think about such things from God. We always welcome them wholly, and we're always excited when God gives us something that's best for our salvation. You will go out to the parking lot now, and we have randomly slashed one of your tires. No, we haven't. But let's say that you go out there, and you have a flat tire. Certainly, your first inclination is not to say, thank God for that flat tire. You curse. This is what we do. Let's be honest. We curse it. We curse the tire. We curse however it got flat, the person who didn't take care of their nail, or whatever it is. We curse it, and we curse it again. We get it fixed. We call AAA, whatever happens. It's all done. We're driving down the road, and there we see the accident, the huge accident that we missed because we were changing our tire. Well, then right away, we begin to thank God. Thank you, God, for the flat tire. I am so glad that I wasn't driving on the road to be in that big accident. But for us, brothers and sisters, our struggle is to skip the curse part and go right to the thank you part. To understand that God is guiding us. He's giving us what's best for our salvation, even if it's not convenient, even if it hurts. And this, brothers and sisters, to get to this point where we go out to our car and we see the flat tire and we say, thank you, God. That's not possible with men. But with God, all things are possible. And you see, brothers and sisters, this is where this gospel is leading us. To a very radical approach to life, which is humility. Doesn't sound so radical. I'm very humble, you say. I'm the most humble person in this church today. Well, of course, if you say that, you're a little bit confused. But we all like the concept of humility, just like we love the concept of prayer. That is a great concept, but we may not actually pray. And we love the concept of humility, but boy, when the Lord sends that humility, we dance right around it as fast as we can and get right back onto the path of pride. Brothers and sisters, today's gospel is a gift for us. It is a gift for us. It's a charge to us. It's a call to action to us. To live our lives as the Lord is teaching us in today's gospel. To understand that with men, these things are often not possible. But with God, all things are possible. And if we can understand that, and we can embrace that, and we can trust the Lord that with Him all things are possible, then today is not just, you know, one of the last days of the summer. Today is not a sunny day. Today is not a day where our yard is torn up by machines. Today is a day of salvation for you, for me, for all of us who can embrace this, or at least begin to try to embrace this. Because even if we have trouble and we say, boy, that's going to be hard for me, and I say to you, that is true. With men, that's not possible. But with God, all things are possible. So brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Lord and ask Him to strengthen us in our weakness, to grant us humility, to grant us to understand that if we trust Him, He will give us all that is best for our salvation. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, then we've taken a huge leap towards the heavenly kingdom. And may the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.